This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's Men's Week on Hope 103.2 this week. It's partly in the lead up to Father's Day, but also to celebrate the launch of the Men's Series DVD hosted by Carl Faze. Now, most of our listeners will probably be familiar with Carl as both the presenter of Life Moments on Hope 103.2, but he's also the pastor at Gamier Baptist Church, and he's on the line with us now. Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Katrina, this morning.
What inspired the production of the Men's Series DVD?
A few things, Katrina. I've been involved, some of your listeners might know, I've been involved with television for a while, and we've done the series called Face to Face, and we've filmed that at the Foxtel Studios over the last couple of series. And I've kind of always wanted to do a live show in the sense of doing it with a live studio audience, because I always thought that'd be good fun to do. And as I thought about what we might do in the future, I just really struck by the fact that there's so little for men. There's so little kind of any kind of material, and certainly in the area of DVDs, etc., or things that guys can use in churches, and again on this, in places like the Australian Christian Channel, there isn't really very much for men specifically.
No, so, very little from Australia. You know.
No, that's right. I mean, and the stuff, the material from overseas seems to work reasonably in the overseas markets. I'm not so sure that it hits the men here in Australia that well. So that was the heart in it, so that's why we wanted to do something for blokes.
Okay, and what kinds of topics do you cover in the series?
Well, if I said to you, what do you reckon are the topics for men, you'd probably come up with the same group of topics. They're fairly classic, you know, obviously the marriage and children, work and mates, those sorts of things. We also do health and a couple of specific health issues like depression and anxiety in one show. We also do Finding Your Passion. So it's that kind of broad range, and each show is wrapped around one of those topics.
Okay, and obviously you talk about sex as well.
Yes, that does raise one of the topics. Yeah, great.
Seems to be something that men have on their mind sometimes.
Apparently.
So you're hoping the DVD, so you're broadcasting on the Christian Channel, so tell us when that's happening.
Yes, well, that happens. It's just started, so everybody's just missed the first week, but it's on a Sunday night at 6:30 or a Wednesday night at 7:30 or even 1 p.m. on a Thursday. So it's on a couple of times during the week, but certainly 6:30 Sunday night and 7:30 Wednesday nights are the most accessible for most people.
But you're certainly hoping for, I guess, DVD used in churches and small groups and that sort of thing?
Yeah, one of the things that I had in mind all the way through was to not just produce something that will work on television, even though it's important that is to have something that that guys can use and churches can use for small groups of men or even just a special series. So the DVDs are designed so that you, when you go on the menu, you can actually you can watch the whole show, which is 54 minutes, or you can just watch the talk, which is just over 10 minutes, or you can just watch the interview Q&A sort of time. So the idea is you don't have to sit down and watch a whole 50 minutes of a show. You can just pick the bits that you want to watch. And there's also a study guide, and the study guide has a kind of edited, shortened version of each of the talks in the study guide, as well as some highlights from the interview and some study group questions. So the idea is it hopefully is a helpful resource for churches that want to get men together and discuss the key issues that face men on an ongoing basis.
So you're the host, but I imagine you've probably pulled in some other interesting blokes to be part of this?
Yeah, I would say so, because I'm not holding 54 minutes of interest, Katrina, no.
So who else is part of it?
Well, Al Stewart's the co-host, who a lot of people know Al. He's written a book called Manhood, Firing on Through All of Life. It's a great book. And then each of the shows, we have a special guest. So now we had Jim Wallace for Mates. We had Dr. John Best, who used to be the doctor for the Wallabies on health. We also had Dr. Robbie Sonderrigger on, who's a guy from Queensland and quite a well-known psychologist, who did depression and did anxiety. We had two ladies, Amelia Haynes, who's a sex therapist, a medical doctor and a sex therapist, and we also had Colleen Hurst, who's a clinical psychologist and specializes in families, and she did parenting and was outstanding. So each of these guests come on and we talk to them for about 10 minutes or so, and they give some great insights into the specific topics.
Okay, you know I was just asking you that so I can steal them all for my radio show this week.
Well, if you buy the series, that's absolutely fine. one of the highlights is a guy that I've interviewed on a number of occasions is Professor Ian Harper, and he's the interview on money. And it's not just that he's technically good on money, he's actually spiritually good on that question as well. So that's a very good interview as well.
Okay, so you don't mind if I have all these people on my show this week, Carl?
Absolutely fine.
All right. Look, I wanted to ask you about men in the church as well this morning. I noticed that you're speaking on the topic of, you know, something along the lines of why do men hate church next week in your own service. So do you think men are alienated from church?
Look, it's a very interesting topic. I think that there are lots of churches that do a great job with men in general. So no one should generalize all the time. But one of the things that I think that your average bloke, Australian bloke, finds is that the church and the Christian church in general is fairly alienating for men. We talk in language, like just one simple thing. We actually talk about faith and following Jesus as a relationship with Jesus. And then because we want to kind of ramp up the emotive side of that relationship, because it's very emotional and it's very important, the more emotional we get, often we just end up alienating guys. The thing about faith is we often talk about faith in terms of what we feel and what we think, and they're not necessarily the two strongest attributes for your average guy. I mean,
men are more interested in doing. Is that how you'd characterize it?
Think so. And you go to a small group, a life group, a Bible study group, and half the time you're asked to share, you know, deeply from within you, and it's a bit like, again, these things are helpful for guys to do, but they're just not their first port of call. The interesting thing is, in most churches, women outnumber men in every part of the church bar one position: the priest, the pastor, or the minister. And it is a demonstration. And the other real danger in this that I'm quoting from a book of that I've taken the title off from a book called Why Men Hate Going to Church. A guy called Dave Murrow has written the book, and he does some stats out of the United States, which says that if a mother goes to church, there's about a 17% chance that the children will go. If the father and mother go to church, if the father goes to church, there's about a 90% chance that the children will go. And that is a startling stat. And I think again, that the church in general, and the Australian church, it's not like we have to change everything, but we might not think about our worship and think about our language and think about... I've been challenged about this, just doing this series and reading the book and considering it. I've been really challenged again. And one of the things that we constantly talk about is that our worship has been so feminized that half the songs are Jesus is my boyfriend songs. And that is, you know, that is kind of, you know, we're running into Jesus' embrace. I mean, you know, it might get some people going, but not everybody.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of blokes that go, I'm not sure if I'm looking to be embraced by another male. And I know what the song means, but it's just a kind of a thing that we need to consider.
Yeah, it's feminine language.
Yeah, that's right. I think it would help men a lot if we were a little more careful in those areas.
Okay, well, I've got one more question for you, Carl, and I want to know what you think is the biggest challenge that men of faith face in our day and age.
I think the idea that if you walk into a group of blokes and you're sharing or talking or whatever, and then somebody says you go to church and you're a Christian, that in our community is not something that's seen as a blokey strong thing to do. And it's almost neutering you as a male to say that A, you're a Christian, B, you go to church, and C, you're actually enthusiastic about it. And I think that's one of the great challenges of being kind of being proud about the fact that you're a Christian, that you're committed to it and passionate about it and unapologetic about it in a really positive way. And I think there lies one of the challenges. Very hard to narrow it down to one trend. I'd say another one is that the vast majority of men in our community feel that they will be judged in their lives by what they accumulate and how far they get in life. And that can actually pull you away from your family, your church, and the significant parts of life. And what you might end up doing is being incredibly successful in every area of your life and being alone and sad and lonely and having basically a spiritual hole. And I think that danger is a huge danger for men.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kyle, for your thoughts this morning. And I no doubt people can find out a lot more of your thoughts on these topics by watching the show or the DVD series.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Katrina.
Thank you. That's Kyle Faze. He's the host of the Men's Series, a DVD, which is launched over the weekend.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.